What we talked about was that the need for involvement and participation, meaningful involvement and participation of young people to in all spheres and in all spaces of decision making, to ensure that we are part of the implementation, the planning, the implementation of Millennium Development Goals, and also the part of the monitoring and evaluation of those goals. And most importantly, that we need to mobilize young people to be excited about SDGs now, because with the Millennium Development Goals, you find out that a lot of young people were not really aware of what they were and what meant for them.
But looking at Zimbabwe, what would you consider to be the major challenges when it comes to achieving the SDGs?
I think the major challenge that we have is the economic crisis that we are in. Much as we need to have the political will to engage and involve young people in the implementation. I think world over we are experiencing the youth bulge, where we have half of the world's population being young people. So there isn't that deliberate move to meaningfully involve young people in decision making to ensure that we implement sustainable development goals. And I think because of the economic situation, we don't have resources to finance the implementation of such goals so that we meet the targets.
There's always this concern that the youths are left out when important discussions are being carried out. Do you feel the world leaders are now taking you seriously?
With the sustainable development goals, there's been a huge exercise of world leaders embarked on in different spheres, and where young people were heavily consulted on the sustainable development goals. And I think it's one of the most huge exercises that has ever been carried out, where young people were really, you know, engaged. But the challenge now is in the implementation of sustainable development goals.